China can work. And that's what we're attempting to do in this strategic economic dialogue and many other issues that are being discussed. This is one item that was led by U.S. Trade Representative Ambassador Susan Schwab, addressing concerns that we had with respect to Chinese subsidies, particularly export subsidies and subsidies that would say that you need to that a Chinese company would need to import domestic goods as opposed to imported goods. But this really does show that when we have a chance to work through these issues and to work on them collaboratively, that we can get a mutually beneficial result. I think that's in particular the significance here.
But you've got some very, very big issues indeed to deal with. You've got the issue of Chinese respect of intellectual property. You've got the issue of China's opening up its market to international financial services. And above all, you've got the fact that the Chinese, certainly in your estimation, keep their currency, the renminbi yuan, artificially low against the dollar. It's going to take a long time, isn't it, to get real progress on those issues?
Some of these issues are ones that that we are able to make progress on. But that's the focus of what we call our strategic economic dialogue, to be able to address the long-term strategic issues that we really need to be able to address over the long term. These are issues like energy and the environment, issues on, as you indicate, getting them to appreciate their currency more rapidly, all the issues with respect to having them accelerate the development of their financial sector, issues on investment, issues, for example, on integrity of trade, consumer protection, and product safety. So those are all issues. Please go ahead, Charles.
Yeah, so Ambassador, I mean, those are obviously, don't let's get too far down the laundry list. I mean, those are all important issues. But the fact is, surely you don't have that much leverage. The Chinese sell an enormous number of goods that people in America want to buy, hence the deficit, on the one hand. On the other hand, you'd be very worried if the reserves that the Chinese are holding in dollars were suddenly to go over to euros or some other currency. Essentially, they've got all the leverage. You don't have much, right?
Well, I think there are two important pieces of leverage. Those apply with respect to America, and they also apply with respect to Europe, and that is continued access to those two markets. Which is something that the Chinese certainly are very interested in. The other piece of leverage is all of these questions are ones where the Chinese do recognize that it's important for them on consumer product safety to protect the Chinese brand. They recognize that it is important for them to move to a more flexible exchange rate. And what we're focusing on with them is not so much the direction of reform, but the pace of reform.